time to focus, a time to hopefully let our quality come to the fore. I think, as I've said to the team, the home games, the away games, it doesn't really matter. There's the next game, the next hurdle. Let's approach them all in a positive mindset, a positive frame of going out to try and win every match. Every team sets up different. What we do know is that every team we play, it'll be a big game for them. And nobody will be taking it easy on any days or nights that we're out there trying to win. So we have to set our standards really high. We have to trust each other. We have to, you know, the squad will get utilised, and we have to try and find some consistency results.
It's not the first time you're going to face a team this season who don't have a permanent manager, is it? They were beaten heavily in midweek. So when you saw that result, I don't know whether you saw the game live, but when you saw the result, do you think, oh no, that's just the result we don't want, really, because they'll be desperate to put that out of the back of their mind Saturday, won't they?
Yeah, I'm sure. Somebody was telling me that their chairman's made some statement and, you know, challenged them, and so what we know is that we're going to face a team desperate to do well, a team desperate to win every 50-50 and to show the supporters how much it means to them and that they're not just going to roll over. So we have to be ready for that environment, I would suggest. What I do know is that very plain Blackburn Rovers is a big game anyway. We would have faced a team full of energy and drive and desire to beat us, and so, you know, will their intensity be much greater? Probably not. It's, you know, sometimes that if you're over anxious about a game, it can manifest in the wrong way. It can, you know, you can have men sent off early on for over robust. It's let's wait and see. We have to go and play the football match. Let's go and ask questions of them. Let's see how confident they are. Let's see if they play their normal game. We saw in the Chequered Trade, if you allow them to play and they can pass it around, they're okay. They've got some good players. It's a bit of a mystery, I'd have to suggest, why they're bottom of the league with when you look at that night anyway, of how they... I know we were terrible on the night, but they played pretty well and moved the ball around the pitch well. So it's a bit of a mystery how they are, where they are in the division. But because I know they spent a few quid in the summer as well on players. They had a big squad. When I look at their squad list, they've got a lot of quality footballers. We have to go and try and exploit the situation, really, their anxiety, their you know, and whether that manifests in a high intense performance that we have to match, then that will be the case, and hopefully we can get the right result.
He's sensing they'll be fragile in that respect, that they've been humiliated at home by a non-league club in the FA Cup with respect to them, haven't they? To lose 3-0 at home, yeah, is a shocker if you're a League One club, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not ideal, of course, and there will be a reaction, I'm sure, but as I say, we have to try and manage that reaction. We know that every 50-50, every loose ball, I'm pretty sure that they will be fully committed. It's not a game for faint hearts, I think. Now, I don't want to be talking to you after the game of that they wanted it more than us and it wasn't a result that we managed to get, because they got every 50-50 and kept the game going towards our goal. We have to be ready for that. We know it's coming. Here we are talking about it on a Thursday, so make sure we're ready. Make sure we their anxiety to do well turns into you know, a lack of cohesion. You know, potentially, we have to try and prey on that if we can, and put them on the back foot and make life difficult for them again.